Yeah, press that record button, baby.
Let's have it right. You trying to mug me off?
If you push play, you don't make my usual here.
What I want to know is, what makes you think you can come in here and mug me off in front of my pals?
Still driving to get my cock sucked.
1, 2, 3.
Alley drinks.
Bit of a mug off, bit of a mug off.
This is the mug off, baby.
I don't think so. I think he's even further down.
OJ.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't see that. Is that good?
I heard he's pretty good in it.
I have not watched it personally.
Have you guys seen that new Kaufman yet?
Nah.
Man, I
love
it.
I don't want to be fucking depressed as hell.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, they're very...
Yeah.
They bum me out.
It's like a commitment to... I'm just going to be a sad cunt for the next hour or so.
Yeah, not a good date movie too.
Mm.
Good for the single men though out there. We can try and win a few back.
Get
voluntary
a few big ideas.
Or otherwise.
Voluntary or otherwise.
Or voluntary or legally.
I'm not allowed to be anywhere near my ex-missus. Court ordered. That's a joke. We can't even.
Oh boy.
I can't entertain. Okay, all right, that's the first edit of the pod.
Are we on?
Yeah,
we're
live,
welcome,
baby.
Welcome back. This is another Red Hot Week, joined by your three favorite boys. We're joined by a very special guest, long-term friend of ours, Henry Stone. Welcome to the hot desk, baby.
Yeah.
Guten Tag.
Yes, love that.
My favorite part is that it's just the duties of saying, welcome to the mug off, baby, seems to just, like it's Duggan's every time. And I just got to see it happen. And like conversation was flowing, but then Duggan was just like, all right.
We're doing this.
Yeah. He's a stickler for the rules.
Yeah.
We've got a process.
Stick to it if you got a process. How you been, Hen?
Good, thanks. Good.
Been busy,
man. We got a shorthand. We used to work together.
We live together. We know a thing or two about one another.
Every morning we come downstairs. Still unemployed? Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Top floor lords. Jared had mild room. I got the front room.
Ooh. Nice.
Got them between us. Got a lot done.
Yeah. Pussy, that is.
Yeah, you guys were racking up numbers together.
We're going all right for a minute there.
We certainly shared our mid-20s together.
I stayed in that house a couple of times.
Yeah, I was going, when we were catching up just before this, I went all quiet on my phone because I was trying to find a photo of you asleep on our couch with Sam next to you.
Yeah. I think I probably still have that.
Yeah, I couldn't, but I did find one of Charlie McCann. So you're in
worth
company,
it.
Of course.
The rat house.
Yeah, good times.
I remember going to a party there once when I just like came to Sydney to visit, and it was like it legitimately seemed like one of those fucking like parties you see in the movies. Yeah. Like no one's got any beers. I think I bought a couple of cartons for the because I was like, "It's you let
were
me."
Were the cartons of Cass?
There was something weird.
Maybe we always used to drink Cass,
like that, weird Cass foreign beer. I think it cost me like $25
yeah,
bucks a carton.
The cheapest beer you could get from this bottle
bucks,
shop at
30
Broadway.
Bucks 30 cans. Yeah, Cass.
Yes,
Cass Natural
cream,
Lager
yeah.
or whatever.
Yeah, it was a real
so
red,
good.
Real red cup sort of party, except everyone's drinking his fucking misc cans.
Yeah,
that sounds kind of fun.
Those were insane times.
Yeah, that was. We were reminiscing about it, but that's when I did one of my like life goals. I did in that house, which is like I cooked dinner, and then instead of cleaning the plates, I just fucked them against the wall and smashed them and then swept them up and put them in the bin. And if you've never done that, you never lived a fucking day in your life, all right? Fuck doing the dishes.
It sounds so dumb.
It's really smart,
no
but like,
sense.
Like it took but, like the glass and the plate just fucked into the wall, swept up, put in the bin. Fuck it. It's annoying. Like,
it's
I love it
for you.
I love it as a scene. When there's an audience, I love the idea. But when there's, I mean, when it's just for you, maybe that's even better.
Sometimes.
Because I don't remember
enough.
That. And I feel like you would have told, like you're talking about it
now.
But
I never stopped talking about it.
I swear at the time you never told me or Sam or Clinton. I don't know. Maybe you did and I can't remember shit.
I did,
but
yeah.
I fucking...
You're doing a lot of modafinil back then.
Jesus.
Just one for the house.
That's...
Huh?
That means you never forget anything.
Oh, okay.
Are you on the Dexys yet, Jerry?
Nah, mate. The last thing I need is Dexys.
Oh, man. Take a Dexy. Why can't you get down?
Yeah.
Imagine if you work out you actually do have ADHD.
I got something. I think rage.
CTE it is.
So funny when you like meet or hear about an adult who like announces in their 30s or like 20s or whatever it is that all of a sudden they've got ADHD and that's been their problem the whole time. And like they're like, oh, now I'm medicated. And that's the excuse for everything.
And then they go on the advocacy trail like, mental health is important, you know. I know I've been a cunt for 15 years straight, but now it's your fault. You need to spread awareness.
Oh, the amount of cunts that do that with the black dog, very funny.
It's good.
But not until you own a black dog can you really can say that you're depressed. I've always said that.
I was talking to Jenny yesterday about it. We should start a charity called the Black Doge Institute, which is like cheering the world up a meme at a time.
Man, it's all just dark colored shivers. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
They're so cute.
But then the Black Dog Institute's Australia only. So we were like, oh, fuck, we can't go worldwide on it. What's the point?
Yeah.
Oh, another great idea in the water.
Yeah. Loosely tied in with Pitbull, Mr. Worldwide. That was pretty good. You got to give me that one.
I like that one. I
mean, that would be awesome.
I'm going to check with the referee.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't like that you were fucking straight on it straight afterwards. You were like, that's a good one. But yeah, we'll allow it, I guess.
If it turned out that Pitbull did have depression and the Black Dog Institute were just like so hot under the collar to get the alignment, to get the advocacy, and they're like, oh.
I don't think you can be depressed when you are that lit all the time or whatever. Or maybe that's why he's depressed. He's fucking...
Yeah, he's constantly on a come down.
He's the opposite of depressed. He's like, he's loving life.
He's like Drake.
Is that... Kind of, but he's like, Drake
a sad cunt, but
he's also a pedophile.
Yeah, Drake's
a pedophile?
Yeah, allegedly.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
I just bought 4,000 shares in Drake. You're telling me this now?
No, that's Drake's, like the IGA.
Oh,
you're fine.
Oh, dear lord.
You're fine. That's supermarket shares. Yeah,
just
they're good.
Also, just so you know, one almond isn't one share.
You bought a box of favorites. They're for sharing. I'm in the stock market. Yeah.
Tell me about stocks.
You guys are going to look pretty dumb in 20 years' time, okay? When these things go through the roof.
Look, I don't doubt that, but it's nothing to do with this. I will look retarded in 20 years.
20?
Yeah. As the guest, I'm so relieved to not have to dive on that one. I don't want to... Like, hopefully nature will just take its course.
If you think I didn't walk into the ring with my hands down on that one...
You got to keep them up, dude.
Nah.
We're fighting here.
But that house, the rat house, man, that was like
great.
Ended up being built on the ultimate. I think the reason we got to live there was because of the ultimate personal life mug off in someone else's life, which was, it was like a piece of property that was being disputed for a very long time during a very bitter divorce battle.
Oh, yes.
And so because there was just so much like heated push and pull, they had this like Chippendale property that just they couldn't fucking figure out what to do with. So they just there was like apparently eons and eons of just uni, like it was one of those uni student house where people come through like legacies are like made and then left behind. And then we got in. Rat House was the last of an era. And the bloke who husband and wife, or separating husband and wife, and the bloke who half owned it, he would always be in touch, never with me, but with the former guy who moved out when everyone else moved in, like this guy Kieran. He was called Bruce, and he would always call Kieran just to like tell him his woes, because Kieran used to be the bloke who like used to pay him the rent. So he'd be like, Kieran, how are you? Like had no one else, and he'd call Kieran. And towards
just for
the
a
end,
chat.
Yeah, or just to like,
just a lonely man.
And one day, like months, years after we had all moved in, I'd forgotten who Kieran was. Kieran rung me and he was like, "Yeah, mate, just want to see if you know what the situation is." And I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And he's like, "Bruce has just rung me." And I'm like, "Why does he? It sucks that he keeps ringing you, but also what's?" And he goes,
"Also,
yeah,
who
yeah.
are you, cunt?"
Yeah, he's like, "Yeah." So it turns out, you know, like Bruce and Sharon, they're going through a divorce, but it turns out, I'll just say this, just be a bit aware of what's going on, because it turns out that Yeah, Bruce has been in hospital because apparently Sharon's actually been like slowly arsenic poisoning him.
Holy shit!
Yeah. It's played out for ages, man. Holy shit. So funny.
It was such like a bitter battle. Yeah. But they were still in contact with each other that she was like apparently slowly like putting poison in his food.
Holy shit.
And so they couldn't give two fucks about ever chasing us about Rand or anything. Yeah,
they're like super rich, but then she came around and like just handed me a lease, being like, "You guys got a science for him." Like, whatever you say, Sharon, I think you're cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then like went behind his back and signed us all on for another year because he was trying to sell the property.
Yeah, right.
And I was like, "Yeah, boys, fuck
yeah. Man, this is fucking very vindictive."
Yeah, totally. But like, it worked for us. We had like
it works.
Like, I like someone who's prepared to fuck themselves pretty badly just to fuck someone else
a little worse
out of spot.
Yeah,
man. But Sydney, but that house in the end, like, you can, even if you're trying to, like, if you're slowly getting killed by your former partner, you still are in like the money game, even if you have the shittest house in Sydney, because it sold for $1.9 million.
I saw photos of it, but I think you might have posted it.
Yeah, of how, like, just how...
And I was like, that is not the house I stayed in.
No, yeah, it was all refreshed. Like, a family lives there now. Really? And, like, okay. We used to... Yeah. Like, slugs used to crawl through it and shit. Like, I think the reason we had the photo of you was because there was a snail somewhere next to where you were sleeping.
Yeah,
like,
slug real close to you, yeah.
I thought... I didn't even clock that. There was a pretty big one, but no, it looked exactly like me.
The lounge room had slugs. Everyone knew that.
Yeah.
So
really?
We tried everything, putting salt on them, asking them to leave. Yeah. Nothing worked.
You got to give them little homes so they have somewhere to live.
We spent a good 22 minutes about it, and then we're like, I guess it's a slug house now.
Yeah, that's true.
Network half hour.
I would always have to wash my walls like once a month because the black mold would just build up on there and shit. Like,
we had black roofs and silver floor from the snail trails.
Oh my lord. I could make myself very comfortable there.
Yeah, oh, you would have fitted right in.
It's so crazy to have a house where the interior has a slug problem.
These two dopes were like, this is the place for us.
I remember saying to this guy at my work, this old dude that I worked with, he just like used to know shit, and I was like, hey man, what does it mean when you've got snails? He goes, it means you've got fucking snails. Like, thank you, man. Very helpful.
The brain's trust.
Yeah.
Good to run it up the flagpole.
Straight to management.
Hey, bro, that sounds like he's taken a lesson from, do you know those like outdoor like weather sticks that people have on their properties? And it's like, if the stick is wet, it's raining.
Yeah.
If the stick is dry, it's sunny. And then it's like, if the stick is gone, someone's stolen it. Like that. He's
tornado.
Just like, that's his university.
Look, I believed him, and I was like, "Well, verdict's in. I've got snails." Did nothing.
What's the worst infestation you've ever had in a share house?
Depression.
Yeah. Yeah, there was some pretty dark.
It spreads quite quickly. These things are fucking at nighttime.
You guys have nothing but hilarious and great stories about the rat house. We have nothing but dark days from that 6 months we lived in Brown Street together.
I was actually having quite a good time.
Yeah, that's good.
I was hyper aware of how
it was, like,
good a time in my life it was.
And
I got out at the exact right time. I think you got a little bit early, maybe 2 months early.
Yeah, I sidestepped.
There were still a few laughs to be had when you left. I got those laughs.
Yeah.
And then I got out the door or whatever. But yeah, it was fucking... There's so many good times. Like the time me and Cambo had a sit-up competition. And he won.
Yeah, I don't doubt that. Yeah.
Then he couldn't move for a week.
How many did he do?
Like a crazy... Like, it was getting in the hundreds. Like, we did like 100.
Really?
100. Yeah, he's like weirdly... when he puts his mind to it, you know. He really...
That's true.
But then he couldn't... He was just all hunched over for a week.
There was a time when I think Jeff Winder was staying there, and we let Sam had to shave his head, or we just made Sam shave his head and then colour it in with Nico. Do you remember that?
I love to think of the situation where Sam had to do that.
I can't...
How are we going to colour your head in with Nico if you don't shave it?
But we'd sit around and just cook up fucking ideas to make ourselves...
Yeah, I was there.
There was
so
a lot
good.
Of... There was probably more character comedy than anyone's ever done, just like daily bits. Jared had a character called Skyforce, who was like a stuntman from... Mm. Was he from Ebenezer or was he from...
From Ebenezer. He never spoke, but his big move is he would kick a dildo. I've got like very flexible hips and we'd stick a dildo up on the roof and I can actually get my leg up and kick it across the room. But I'd get naked as well and then fly my leg up and kick the cock across the room.
Yeah. It was sick. We did a live show. Where that was like the crescendo of it, but like prior to that, this is track pant related too. He would only wear track pants and goggles, and he would start kicking the dildo at different heights, and then we'd put it on the roof in front of everyone, and to like up the ante. He would pretend as though he missed it the first kick, and then to like you know as like the misdirect, and then we would like crescendo it to the music. I can't remember what it was, but it probably was like fucking ooh ah ah or whatever. But it was like guaranteed in the bag that he was going to kick it off the roof. Yeah. But to make them think he didn't, and there was like stakes involved, he would take his tracky pants off and just be naked and kick the dildo dick out naked off the roof.
Someone should have Mr. Miyagi and blowed on your dick. Ooh, some Reiki.
I think that was the same show where there was another comic on who had their own personal website, and we like went through it ahead of time. If you ever came to the Rat House and we knew you were coming,
yeah,
we would research you, kind of not too dissimilar from what happens on this podcast,
this show is very much that vibe of that house.
Where you dig up like dirt. You dig up dirt.
This podcast has a share house
vibe. It's true though. Half our guests are cunts we've all lived with.
It was always an ambush. And there was a live show, the Skyforce live show where Jared kicked the dildo. There was also another comic on who had a website where also on their website they had a set. It was like about me and then like contact. And then there was legit just a section that just said poetry.
Oh, wow.
And
I'm having this large.
Oh, mate. Oh, no.
And so during their set at this show, we had it because we had made videos for the show. And during their set, we would like, during comic sets, we would put the video to blank, but it would be in front of them. So they couldn't really see it. And everyone just thought, oh, they're just playing videos. Yep. Kind of like what the story Cameron James told about the Twitch thing or whatever. There's like a video element. But then... So while the screen's in front of him and while he's trying to perform comedy, we just... like took the black screen off and then just started browsing all the poetry on his website and laughing. The audience. Oh
my laughing loudly.
Laughing loudly and he didn't know for ages. And then he was like, what? Oh, no. And then
you're fucking dumb enough to have a website with your poetry on it and walk around in reality being like, man.
Well, there's someone who just wasn't bullied. Like, there's no shame. You've got to have shame.
When you know who it is, you'll be like, oh yeah, they were.
Yeah.
Can we say, we'll just say it.
Enter!
Had fucking poetry on a...
Enter!
I remember going to this art, speaking of poetry, I remember going to this art gallery once with this girl I was dating, and we've like gone through the art gallery and then came out and saw that there was like a fucking... like a poetry reading happening in the art gallery. And I was like...
And you saw a microphone and an opportunity.
Exactly. I was like, we're fucking staying. And she goes, fine, but you're not allowed to laugh. And I was like, we got to go.
Well, what are we doing here?
Yeah. I mean, there's no way I can do it. Like, you think I'm sitting there not click?
Well, we did that. Remember when the Petersham...
Yes, Queen.
The Petersham RSL had that talent show and we were like, oh, we've got to go, man, just to see some magicians.
We mugged ourselves off so hard with that. Like, so the Petersham RSL talent quest, we went there and...
Hit three, I believe.
I think we kind of had to sign up to be there, maybe?
No, you have to sign in.
We had to sign in to get into the RSL.
RSL. Didn't we have to put down that
we're
attending?
They're not asking for your
like
autograph
that
at the door. You have to sign in.
I gave a few out anyway. I saluted them. I said, thanks for me and the other diggers.
But it was just like we walked
Duggins,
in there.
Sorry, Duggins.
Thinking there was going to be a bit of a crowd.
Oh, yeah. We're going to see a ventriloquist for sure.
Yeah. And there was none except for like people that were family and friends of like just these 13-year-old kids that were trying to sing.
Just like belting it out. It's like Australian Idol. They did like three songs each. We listened to some kid in a fucking tuxedo singing Frank Sinatra or something.
So it's like, you couldn't really tease him because his mum's right next to him.
Yeah, dude, we got ridiculously high going to this thing and they were like, wait, we're not allowed to laugh at it. Like, we started like, why is he wearing the vest?
It was off to such a good start too because like, The band was playing, and then the
MC
came out, goes to sing two lines, and then was like, no, and then goes like, you're not playing it right to the piano player? And he's like, well, that's
the music I was given.
The notes in front of me, that's on the sheet music. And he's like, well, it's wrong. And then he went back outside, and they started the whole show again. He was like,
oof. Yeah, this dude was in a red tuxedo.
It was a wild night.
They all
like
are.
A 60-year-old white dude in a white tuxedo. Like, that's his Vegas thing. But you can tell he's strictly doing
confirmed bachelor too.
Confirmed bachelor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm.
Yep.
Anyone jazz or magic adjacent who hasn't started until they're after 40 definitely are like trying to give themselves a head start with a hyper-colored tuxedo or suit.
Oh, yeah. They've got a funny costume. Yeah.
You want to...
Oh, fuck. I will tell one more story about the Rat House before we move on to grander things. I remember once...
grander than the Rat House?
Yeah.
Please.
Please. But I remember once I was in there and I was desperate for batteries. I was in
man, I'm glad you're bringing this up.
Oh, okay. Really?
This is one that... Yeah, go on.
Okay. Is this one of your stories?
No, not really, but it was one of the few times where I felt like there was sternness within the Rat House and it was between you and I. But I'll hear it from...
Here we go. I love it. I can't wait to get the actual version of Henry after this.
All right. Yeah. So we're filming shit. Like, we're always like filming shit. Batteries run out, blah, blah, blah. I mean, for a quarter or something. I was like, Henry, any batteries? And he goes, I got some in my room. You could go in and he's like, but, you know, just get them. They're on the shelf or whatever.
Uh-oh.
Ran on the shelf. It's like, maybe he meant the drawer. I opened the drawer and a few dildos in there. Had to rip the batteries out of the dildo to get the record. Someone had a fucking bad Friday night.
You are the dumbest cunt because dildos are the ones without batteries. It's vibrators that have dildos. You fucking,
Oh, well. Yeah. You know, what you do is your business, Hen.
Yeah, get a load of this fucking loser. Never been
pegged. But I would have had... There was dildos going around the Rat House. So I didn't just then... I didn't even cop the joke. I was like, oh, yeah, there would have been dildos in the jaw. Yeah. Go on.
No, but like I meant like a vibrator, I suppose. I'm very meat and potatoes.
But do you mean the time that you got battery... Somehow you found my expensive batteries and I was like cross with you.
Oh, I suppose.
Because they were from my
favorite. You were saving the good ones.
Were they waterproof?
It was for a Zoom recording.
It was.
Jerry, you know the lithium ones go well with my vibrator.
Gives it that extra sizzle.
They keep going. They are recommended by Mark Jacko Jackson.
You can't edge with anything less than Duracell. Fuck. When we were seeing a movie, I think we were going to see like, what's that movie about like the call center? Came out last year. Maybe.
Sorry to Bother You.
Sorry to Bother You. Yeah. And then Shank was talking about he was just going to release his special. It was like me, him, and McCann. Mm. And then he's telling Charlie like, yeah, I think I might put it on Pornhub. That's where like all the skate videos kind of go. They never get flagged. And then Charlie just turns to him and he's like, John, if you think I'm not going to edge to every fucking minute of your special, you got nothing coming.
That was just hell.
Shank talking about milkshakes and Charlie just like, not now. Not right now.
So the lithium batteries, were they fine? Were you just mad at him for touching them?
Yeah, I was mad. I mean, it's not the best story even. It's just that one of the few times where there was like honest to God
to
housemate
serious.
Business. Yeah. And they were in the back of a drawer and then the day came that I needed them and they weren't there and I was like
behind a rubber glove, some handcuffs.
Yeah.
And I was like,
nothing wrong with that.
Excuse me, Joe. It was one of the few times where there
do
wasn't.
You
a
do you have my vibrator batteries?
Do you have my vibrator batteries? Yeah. Yeah.
I did have them.
Jerry's saying you can borrow my vibrator battery.
Oh, boy.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Jerry, here's my Hitachi. Hold that for a second. What do you notice that's different about it? A little bit lighter, huh? Like there's two great batteries that are missing from that thing.
But it started, you even moving into the Rat House started with probably me getting mugged off because on the day of everyone moving in, the door got left open and the place got robbed. Yeah.
And I got a laptop stolen.
Yeah, well, Jerry got a laptop stolen, but also to this day, I'm always like, yeah, but you were the one moving in. Like, you left the door open.
Yeah, but to be fair to me, fuck you, I'm cool. I'm country mouse. I'm coming from, like, I've never locked a door in my life.
Yeah, so,
like,
that's true.
I was a country mouse as well. I only lived there for 2 months before you guys moved in.
Yeah, but
I was 3 months into living in Sydney.
In my head, I'm like, folks around here are honest. You can leave the front door on
that. I was there when you were moving in.
Were you there?
Yeah, I think so.
Jerry got his laptop stolen, and then I got my Zoom recorder, exact same one as that. Zoom recorder.
Hang
passport,
on, what are you trying to accuse us of here, Henry? Well, we can show you the receipt on that one.
No, that's what you're saying. If anything, old tech, really. Like, modernized.
Yeah, this was like fucking, 5 years ago.
You are country mouses, yeah. Hey? Wearing that hat for the viewers.
Listen, it's not much of a mixer, but it's honest work. It's a humble mixer.
It's a humble mixer.
Yeah, the riffs speak for themselves.
Hey. And my grandfather's gold that had been gifted to me, which was
not that as well.
That's you should brutal. Give that one back,
yeah.
Jerry.
Give yeah, that the yeah.
But also, like,
give back Pop's fucking jewelry, man.
I don't know what I was ever going to do with it. I don't know. Mm.
You can always get it broken down and made into
it.
It was
crazy because they had a 6 minute window.
Yeah, it was a
it was
psycho
nuts.
Window, yeah.
They were like watching us move in all day, and then like because I was locking the door, and then I didn't lock it. I was like, I'll just go around the corner,
subbed
just go
out.
The shop, and then fucking they must have been in and out because they ran past laptops as well. Because Clinton had a brand new one.
They were the Dry Bandits.
Well, they ran in.
calling cards left.
I think this is a good neighborhood. That's Daniel Stern and Joe Pesci at the front of our window. I think we picked a winner here, guys. It's a few celebrities getting about.
Yeah. But yeah, it was pretty unfortunate, whatever. Mm. Yeah.
But also, I just feel like with the amount of the volume of, I suppose, mug offs. That's why when, you know, with the did you get revenge question that so often comes up here, I always feel like, I can rarely think of a time I've been mugged off. Getting robbed when you guys moved in.
I can think of plenty of times you got revenge, but none of it will make it to air.
I love it.
Man. You are the spirit of this show, really. The house and you are very much the spirit of this show.
Man, that rules.
Yeah.
What an honor.
Yeah it is. Because Henry can hold a fucking grudge like you wouldn't believe.
I love it.
Well, there was the...
Remind me and I'll say whether it can go to air or not.
Yeah, let's...
Well, definitely. But you remember when you had that office job and someone was a cunt to you and you started selling all their express...
But no one was a cunt to me for that.
I thought someone was. Oh, no. You just had a bit of a hustle going.
I just had a hustle.
He'd steal all the express post envelopes in
I don't
the
need
office.
To know the particulars. All I know is that... And Henry had a side hustle going.
I had a side hustle. I was living in a house called the Rat House.
Man, selling them on eBay at a profit. I was like, man, that's balls.
Man, there's nothing better than just a bit of fraud. Like, it's a white collar crime.
It was for like a. I was working a like dead end, like entry level job for a massive international firm. Like,
yeah fuck them.
Yeah, like fucking they work the cost of me stealing express post satchels into their fucking how much they pay me or whatever, just like Coles do or whatever.
Mm. Yeah, that's in like wastage for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, don't go into the particulars on that, but that's not a that's not it's a break off. It's just all
listen, Henry just got a side hustle going with some extra cash, like everyone in Sydney
it's all
does.
The ends and flows. And then also I probably got like mugged off in that because I was one of my colleagues was...
Can we talk about your car as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably better than what I was going to talk about.
Okay.
What? But also, what about my car?
This is so funny.
Oh, yeah, let's talk
this
about
is
that.
So
that's
funny.
Better, yeah.
Right.
I'm so glad that that's...
That's how fucking, like, rich and never had a problem Henry is.
I do have him now. That's what...
Falls on a bit of hardship, all right? Needs a bit of money. Working in the fucking call center. Selling an express post envelope when he can.
Just surviving.
And then he figures out somehow... He gets a letter of his insurance. He figures out his car's worth like $6,000 or whatever.
Nice.
And he goes, how about this? I'll crash it into the wall. We'll all get $6,000 and then everyone's happy. And I'd be like, no, that's fraud, cunt.
Yeah.
Like, no, you weren't like, I don't think you were like, that's fraud. You were like,
like, nah, you'll probably die.
Well, because
I was trying to figure out with you about the speed to go at the tree.
Yeah, he's like, I'm
going to
go 50.
Just get him to do it. Yeah, he's
done it. I've crashed
many a car.
It's
a coin flip if I'm behind the wheel and I'm going
to
crash it.
I went out one night looking for the spot to do it.
Do you know where it is? The tram sheds. It's now the tram sheds.
Yeah, yeah. But before it was just.
You're going to go into a wall.
Yeah, like the old, the dead sheds.
I wasn't looking for a place. I was just looking for a place that it looked believable that I could have crashed my car only at 30 kilometers an hour into a tree.
Yeah.
And then
so the bumper falls off and then you have to light it on fire. You're panicking.
And it wasn't because I wanted to make money. It's because I wanted to Marie Kondo that shit because it was registered in Queensland.
Okay, here we go.
But I didn't want it to transfer the registration from Queensland to New South Wales was such a hassle that I thought it'd be way easier if I just didn't have, like, even or to sell it in New South Wales.
Look, I understand that. Can I tell you
the solution? Get your car cubed.
Do you know what the solution wound up being? Which again is like speaks to my la-di-da lifestyle. My mum and sister flew down to Sydney and, as a holiday, drove it back to Queensland where they sold it on my behalf.
Did you get $6,000?
And they gave me all the money. And apparently, it was like a mother-daughter bonding thing.
Oh, that's very sweet.
That's so nice.
Yeah. I have my life has been a non-stop, sort of privileged patriarchal.
Yeah, but you should don't feel ashamed because you had great parents.
Better than you trying to give me a sausage roll to trick me into crashing it.
I don't think I even wanted. I think I just wanted I think I was trying to get you to just be in the passenger seat with me.
Yeah, it looks good if there's two witnesses.
I'm one car crash away from a padded room.
He's like, I've got those stats through the roof already. I can't
take another one on spec.
I'd love to hear what happened? How'd you crash a car? And you were just like, he tickled me.
Yeah. I heard that, I think I told you this, or someone. I once heard from a lawyer that if you
flawless defense,
if you ever crash a car, just say you sneezed. If you just say you sneezed,
if you ever rear end someone, sneezed.
I just sneezed.
Yeah.
And now I feel like with your degenerate listener base, that's just going to go exponentially out there.
The sneeze car crash has gone through.
Yeah, watch this show on A Current Affair in 2 weeks now because of how dumb. There's been a spate and sneeze crashes.
Yeah, a lot of our listeners get done. So you sneeze while you were pissed.
Yeah. A lot of cracked pepper starts going into the car.
Yeah. a lot of cats were just quickly jumping through the windows of allergic people's cars. Shit.
Yeah, mine was a bit better. Anyway.
I'm just relieved that I get the sense that at this point in the pod, you're probably not wheeling out any cringing videos of me.
Oh, yeah. No, the laptop's not even set.
What do you mean, Jados? We got them
here.
Oh, man, that had to have been a huge moment. The amount of times I'd see cats, anytime you guys would put out a video from Skills and then just these 14-year-old dipshits just going, Jados, bring back Jados.
It resonated with people.
I remember talking to you about it, you're just like, cunts, these other videos, they're better, and you're just fucking just Jados. Like, it was infuriating you, and like, it was never mentioned online. Now you would be like, cunts, stop asking for Jados, and then people would be like, well, now I'm gonna
feed them Mungo. I reckon I'd still be rocking around in that.
Yeah, never really. A few times I'd have a sprout, like, I reckon across the 6 years that it would happen, maybe once a year I'd be like, shut the on the comments, like, go
just,
back
just
at
for
it.
Our listeners who might not know,
you wouldn't know, no one would know anymore, which
but
is
I suppose, but I remember it getting into my life organically before we were friends or whatever. Yeah, man, it was
sick.
It was huge. It's like Henry had a lot of internet success very young.
It blew up, I was
weirdly pre-YouTube. I mean, yeah.
Kind of the beginnings.
Yeah.
You and Becky were having a follower competition on Twitter. And
that's crazy.
You conceded by buying her like a bunch of Russian bots. And being like, what, you fucking cheated?
Another great mug off.
Another great mug off.
Did you buy him and then accuse her of cheating?
Oh, no, I never accused her of cheating.
Okay.
That's so funny. You should tell the story like that.
I just accuse her
of trying to cheat in the game.
It's just like flipping the board. Like, it's the same. I just flipped the board on her boat. But it worked, and then it flipped back on me because it was at a time when no one was like doing due diligence on like numbers at all. So she did just start getting like...
She got an ad out of it.
She got an ad out of it. Sure, yeah. I know, because another time
I was living with her, she's like, I just got this ad. Because I think I got a huge Twitter following.
When I was, we were racing on Twitter, then I spiked her Twitter, and then, people just believed it. They bought in.
Fuck, this is the opposite, man. That's so funny.
Fake it till you make it, baby.
And then there was another time.
Revenge on yourself for that.
Yeah, which is why I don't care. Yeah, like any mug off I ever do, which probably has been more than I remember or whatever, I feel like it's coming. It's either already come back or it's going to come back and I'm just going to fucking forget. I don't know. I've heard of people who seem to be getting edibles through the post a lot.
Yeah.
Which I guess smell less. But yeah. I've heard of them just being fully vacuum sealed and...
Away you go.
Yeah. They've been showing up in a few mates' fridges and I've been helping myself to handfuls at a time. So I'm impervious to like gummies.
Lollywall style.
Remember you never hit the wall on any of that? No.
It depends if I've like had a big weekend. So, like it'll only,
man, that's
it'll
how this is how you're gonna get diabetes.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Just gummy worms.
It's not even gonna be from Lilyman. And I'm just gonna be fucking gummy worms.
Doctor's gonna be like, man, you're taking it harder than most people. Diabetes is very treatable. I'm like, but they didn't even get me high.
Yeah.
Like, the whole time they didn't even get me high.
No one eats a whole bag of gummy bears and fucking watches Studio 10.
I was getting mad at Studio 10. That's how much they weren't working. This is garbage.
Hey, shout out to Hildebrand, man.
Yeah, Hildebrand left today.
Lost a job.
What the fuck, really?
Yeah, he's walking away. He's got a few options, apparently.
Where? You'll see him around,
he
mate.
Says.
That's what he said.
Wasn't a time for it.
I liked your shout out to the working class in the video. You know, if you stayed at home, it means you had a hard life. I'm like, not the cunts I know.
Yeah, I did. I'm living a pretty great life, Joe. Don't worry about that.
They're living it up.
I mean, it's not a lifestyle a lot of people can like adopt.
Watching daytime TV.
Well, just like mine, yeah.
I'd hang myself like 4 days out of that. Not your life, daytime TV.
Yep.
I fucking suck at telling
stories.
Oh, by
the way, if you're an aspiring writer out there, Henry will hook you up with a job.
Yeah,
just email him.
He's done all of us a good favour. Yeah.
Make sure you bother him online.
Wheel gets the grease. That's what this guy subscribes to.
If he doesn't respond, he has seen it and he thinks you're not keen enough, so just keep sending
more.
Question marks.
Send more.
Yeah. It took me 15 tries, guys, so if you're out there.
And you lived with him.
And I live with him, so send
some people are just fucking funnier in the house than they are on the page. Like, it's... You can undeniably be the fucking funny, and then also there's this shit that it's another fucking skill, and some people sometimes are good at it, some people fucking accidentally are good at it once, and some people, it's a different fucking skill. Fuck. I knew this was going to come up.
We had some good laughs on set with our good dear friend John Lowe.
Yeah, and I lived like years worth of good laughs with this guy, and not everything is always fucking a perfect sphere or whatever. I don't know, fuck!
Yeah, you've definitely shaken the cunt.
In the middle of...
That's good.
And this, I just want to tell this story about the reverse Joe...
Let's get him to break.
Just so it's not you this time, mate.
Yeah.
No diving across the table anymore, Duggan. I'd like to apologise. Sorry for putting you in that rear naked choke. It'll never happen again.
Yeah. Well, it's weird that you were the only one who was naked.
It's crazy to me that this happened. Apparently, there was some stoush that was only last night.
Yeah.
And it's...
I apologise.
You
guys
got
reserved.
I've been brewing.
Didn't even realise it was a stoush. Like, that's how insignificant it was to me. And Jerry's like...
If 100 is I'm putting hands on you... We got to about 90.
Really?
Whoa.
Yeah. I was like, fuck, I got it pretty good.
Yeah.
I didn't even realise.
I was going to elbow you in the head.
Here's a bit of promo for the Patreon. You want to subscribe to the video just to see me and Tom Cashman lock up? Like, and the body language is 5 seconds before we're all like, arms are out of it, and then like me and Cashman just like...
I mean, you won't see that anyway because it's getting cut out, isn't it?
You got to leave it in.
We think we might release it on the Patreon or something.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
I think so.
Behind the paywall for that one.
Yeah, for sure.
It's even more edit work now, too, that if you cut it and now you're talking about it, now you have to cut this part. Because it's...
No, I'll just leave it in.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No. Our listeners
tell me how to edit, Henry, please.
Well, you could learn
something. Oh, man, I wish. Gerd Learn. Remember? You should bring that out, man. You should talk about... That's like...
Oh, yeah, my first uni assignment.
When Jared was going at Rat House, Jared's first
blow all your lungs out, Henry. This will never make it.
No. There'll be some lobbying for this one. There'll be some lobbying.
But it doesn't. It's not. It won't.
You'll
I know it won't make
you'll
it.
You'll have to teach these cunts logic before.
Well, it doesn't matter because it's only funny when you have the source material.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it doesn't matter. I'll tell you guys later. But
yeah, is this that he did like a lame student film?
Yeah.
But every student. No, not the film.
It was the sound design.
The sound design thing.
Mm. Yeah, I think you've told me about this.
It was so funny.
I got some good laughs.
But it's just so funny. Like, that's exactly what anyone would do their first go at anything.
Yeah.
Me too, like it.
And look at me now.
Yeah.
It's like every first year photographer at like art school always takes photos of like homeless people.
Man,
it's always like that's what you get. That's the first bar you got to pass.
Doing comedy, everyone who studies fucking multimedia or like, I don't know, whatever the fuck
computers
study, like Disney or whatever the fuck.
Signing their own name.
Whatever the fuck you studied. Like people will come to gigs. There's like these 18-year-old kids coming to gigs and being like, hey, can we interview you for our...
Like, yeah, we're making like a...
We're making a documentary about stand-up comedy. Like they think it's the most interesting...
We're making a documentary about the world's drunkest stand-up comedian. Can we interview
you? I got this message on my fucking... I got this message on my like fan page or whatever the other day. It's like so dormant.
Yeah.
I've never used it. I've not updated it ever.
Get the dust off the keyboard, egg.
I got this message.
It happened. Someone texted the pod.
From this girl in QUT in Brisbane. And like I've lived in Brisbane for fucking 5 years. And she sends me a message saying, hey, we're making this show. And I can't remember what the brief was, but it's like, it's something like, is this real? So we present you with a situation, then you decide whether that's real or not. Shouldn't take more than a day and a half. Hoping you can help us out. Like, are you fucking kidding? A day and a half?
Fuck.
Just so I could be like, never seeing the result? Like, being something for a day and a half, and they just get like a pass?
I took a piss.
Editing skills, great, guys. Subject material, dog shit.
Poor choice.
Fuck. Why'd you get the main guest in board shorts?
What?
Well, I would have just been wearing board shorts.
Oh, yeah.
I've had two beers. Fucking time slowing down. Fucking. I got a red hot story, but
wait,
I can't
you would tell them one, weren't you?
There was the Gerd Learn, which I think is endearing. But we don't need to tell it because the source material isn't available. But yeah, you should dig it out.
It would be in my... Because it's on a hard drive, for sure.
I knew it would be. But it's just like, you got to dig deep. But he did a thing where he...
Luckily,
it was like
you didn't fake steal that from the rat house, mate.
Henry, I didn't rob you, cunt, all right? I swear to God. If I did, it's some fucking... Some fucking slam on myself to hide a laptop that I own for years while I live with you, just so I could go into debt and buy another one, just to have it large behind your back with this Zoom recording.
To be on two laptops, just to be like saying when chicks come over saying you're a hacker because you've got two laptops open at once. Wow, how'd you become a hacker? Oh, I just had to rob my housemate. I'm not telling the story because the payoff means that it'll probably be included, and then if he finds...
You and your fucking career, man.
I'm not even thinking about career. I just don't want to fucking have to deal with someone.
Shit to lose.
Look, just come live like this. It's fine.
Oh, you don't. That's no. No, you got your whole life ahead of you. Come on, dude. Don't do that.
If it's not true that he's coming on the pod, you have just cooked me telling that story.
Mm. Well, the truth's probably in the middle, Henry.
Do the face again for the video.
Hit him with a head wobble.
That's Skyforce level. What about the Grub Detectives? They were good.
That was good as well.
Yeah.
Had so many good times.
This was when Jared
did character comedy.
Yeah,
I used to do character comedy.
Yeah. I'm trying to bring it back
Grub
on the
Detectives.
Pod.
I'm into it.
We went to a music festival, Secret Garden. We had to fill... we had to do like 1.5 hours of material... And we were built just as the Rat House, and we didn't know what to do, so we just created characters called the Grub Detectives.
This is one of your better ideas, I think.
Whose job was to just like walk around the crowd, investigating at a music festival who'd done a shit in the porta potty.
Man, like, love it.
Which is a great character. That's a great character. I love it. Like, and then like we had old timey detective music playing.
Man,
and she'd be like,
that's very good.
It was very fun.
Yeah, you guys
it was good. It was so good that the general manager of the festival watched it and loved it, and I think asked us back, or asked me, or through me, like asked us to curate again the next year.
I can definitely say I was not asked back. But my character was wearing a trench coat, weed 420 glasses, and a hat.
Hell yeah.
Yep. Costume, you reckon?
Yeah. I don't think they want to give that impression.
Yeah, yeah. You just came into most festivals like that.
Nah, you know me, man. Fluoro, bro.
Man, I had a great story about you told by a mutual friend of ours, Jonathan Schuster.
Yeah.
One time when you ordered a jacket online.
The jumper.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was living in Melbourne and I was earning more money than I think that was when I was earning the most money. I was making a TV show called Fancy Boy that Schuster and I were making together. And it was a pretty good time, like, you know, pretty lucky fucking experience to be making your own TV show. But
is that still can you still watch that?
No, I looked for it.
You can't watch it anymore?
Because I go dick out. You looked for it?
No, yeah, I was looking, trying to find Schuster's dick. Like, it's hidden.
It's like, no, yeah, it's if you want to pay.
You might have it or whatever. I don't.
I don't have the Schuster dick.
You were living in Melbourne.
I was like a fiend for Adidas jumpers. I was buying a lot of them. Like,
what
old,
made you stop?
Turning 30, probably.
Yeah, me too.
So you bought that one. You're like, all right, I got about 15 more, and then that'll.
Yeah, be. I think so.
But that's a good one, though.
Thanks, man.
That's so dope.
The patch ripped off it, which was fucking a pretty sad day.
You got the mock neck on it, too.
And it took ages to come. You know when you buy something online and then immediately you expect it to be there?
Yeah.
And it just didn't come. And I was checking the mail. I was like every day checking the mail, just waiting for it. And it was like weeks and weeks late. And then one day I was living in the suburb called Elstonwick, and I was walking down the main road and I saw like one of the oldest men wearing the fucking jumper.
How unique was the jumper? Like
was buying it. So yeah. Very.
So it's like super vintage
like
or
it
something.
Took
like
me, yeah. I had to, it was like from an
Japan print.
Fucking, yeah.
I had to go so deep so to find it.
You're not picking this up at Culture Kings.
Nah.
Like,
nah, bruh.
I mean, yeah.
It was too much money and it never came. And then one day there was a local rapscallion wearing it. And I was so depressed because I was like, well, yeah, that's what happened. Mail theft happened. He's nicked it out of the letterbox. And now not only has he stolen it, he's wearing it fucking on my turf.
Two chicks and under his arm.
Yeah. Oh, no.
So what? The oldest man.
Of the jumper.
And he was at a traffic
light.
He never
gave a fuck about you, but then he started wearing this jumper. I don't know. Can't resist you.
No. It was at this traffic lights and he was on the other side of the traffic lights. And when I spotted him, it was like it was my time standing still moment because I was like I was like, there's my jumper, but it's on another person. Someone's stolen it. Who's stolen it? Holy fuck, the oldest man ever has stolen it. Oh, fuck. And then I was like, fuck, the oldest man ever has stolen my jumper. Oh, fuck, that sucks. And then I was like, well, what, are you just going to cop getting your jumper stolen? Are you just going to, what, you're about to literally walk past him and you're just going to let the oldest man ever walk past you on your street wearing the jumper.
You can't have a little Jerry on your shoulder.
Yeah.
Like that.
It went for... It
I
was,
got in his head.
Yeah. I was in my head for hours and I was like, I'm going to talk to him. I'm going to say something. Yeah, I'm going to say, as we walk along, I'm going to say something to him. Yep, that's what's going to happen. We're going to walk across, we're going to meet in the middle of the road and I'm going to say, yep, fuck it, it's happening. And so like the man turned green and like... It was like a sports movie. It was like the end of Any Given Sunday or something or some shit. Like, I'm like, my heart's pounding. He's like, this old man's coming towards me. He's wearing my fucking jumper. And I'm like, you got it. What are you going to, who gives up? You'll know what you're going to say when you say it. You know what? And then I might as well just slow down a bit. So he comes to me. So at least then we're not like right in the middle of the road. And so, and he comes up and I'm just like, hey man, cool jumper. Not only is he like the oldest man, but he's also like got an Italian accent. He's like, oh yeah, you think so? And he's so casual about it. And I'm like, that throws me out. Because I'm like, I thought if you've stolen something, as soon as someone says cool jumper, you're going to be going like, fuck, what does he know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But he goes like, oh yeah, you think so? And I'm like, yeah, yeah, I do actually think so. He's like, oh yeah, thank you. And I was like, yeah, you're welcome. And then I took another step and he took another step and I was like, no, you have to keep going. So I turned around and I was like, where'd you get it? And he's like, At the Doncaster Adidas outlet store. It's like really nearby. You should go. And I was like, holy fuck, he's thought of everything.
He's impervious to all the tricks.
I was like, fuck. And I was like, right on, man. Well, it suits you. And then I just kept walking. And as I walked away, I was like, I just got done. He had me. He stole my jumper. And he's also told the perfect story to get away with it. And I just kept walking. And he, like, I kept going down the street. Like, I couldn't turn again. Like, I wasn't going back for the third round. And so he was walking the other way, and I just kept feeling smaller and smaller as he was walking away. And small, I was like, I can't believe I, like, rallied myself to talk to him, to say that shit.
To just
like, to let it all deflate like that. Mm.
And to have him put you on the gronk like that.
And then fucking 3 days later, my jumper came in the post. It just wasn't funny.
You were waiting on this super rare thing, and they couldn't send it to you because they'd sent it to all the outlet stores.
It was like,
I sent it to the outlet stores on a heavy discount.
Yeah, oh. Some old man just on a shopping trip with his wife, who's bored, is just like, hey, maybe this is nice. Yeah. And she, like, just for like 5 seconds has distracted him from the fact that he fucking hates going shopping. And yeah, that's my taste.
You've been saying you wanted to look cooler, maybe.
That's not how I thought that was going to end at all. He'd be like, you seem like a cool guy. My mama make the best of me the world. You got to come back.
Yeah, that would be... I mean, yeah. Fuck. I hope that lives up to the Schuster hype of that story.
There was so many more details but it just, in it. But I heard a watered-down version of it that, like, you saw this guy wearing it and you're like, this cunt has stolen my jumper. And it's like, as soon as he told me, I was like, this Henry's not just wearing shit you can buy at an outlet store. Like, he's
he don't, Henry doesn't think he is. Which is good, so good. Yeah. It's so good. It's just...
Which made it so much funnier when, I don't even think Schuster included that detail in it, but then I asked you about it. You were like, yeah, he bought it in an outlet store. And I was like, oh, fucking.
Because at the time, because again, in between, like, I just felt like nothing. And then, you know, it was still a few days later, but he said it was at Doncaster. I was like, you know, I went home to check that there was an Adidas outlet store at Doncaster. And there was. And I was like, fuck, he's like.
He's done his due diligence.
Yeah, it's like all the best lies are based in truth. And this guy knows
that
it.
Age without being a bit crafty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, Schuster, yeah, he's a good friend, nice guy. I remember I told him that story and then he was like, man, I'm so pissed off at you that he bigged me up so much on that story. And now I'm so nervous about telling that story because of the day he bigged me up about it. He was like, I wish you were doing stand-up because of that story. And I was like, I didn't think it was that good of a story.
It's funny.
I get really nervous telling that story now.
It's very funny.
It's so funny. Dude, think you were.
But it was just, you can't believe it. Like, it's on your street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because it just makes sense.
The goal of a man to rob you and then walk by your house wearing it.
To keep it in the same neighborhood.
It's like when Duggan clenches his fist whenever he sees anyone walking home with mincemeat. It's like, it's my fucking mincemeat.
But I do that because I'm like, I made that. And I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
Another victory. Yeah,
so can I get a look at that mincemeat? What's the signature on that?
Another happy customer.
Yeah. Oh, that's a Cameron Duggan. That's a very good mincemeat. Yeah. That's actually a good mix.
Enjoy that.
Yeah. You're very lucky to get one of those. Very sought after butcher.
Might want to get home and pull that in the pockets.
Warm it up. Well, I've got I hate to take the floor. Yes, you know, I like to keep the show about
you are
guys,
a wallflower of a guy.
I just like to sit in the background, you know, soul of the earth kind of bloke.
Humble.
But I do have a bit of news.
Oh wow.
Just come back from the cardiologist. For anyone who's been following the show, I passed out and pissed myself 2 months ago now. I think Luke Heggie app, if you want to get into
it. It shows up in the Matt Stewart one first. And then
it gets a bit of a run there.
Yeah, we have a bit of fun with it.
Yeah, everyone.
We might have another episode.
We really took it for a walk that night.
We might do a special app just for the Patreon where we just kind of bring it up again and just we'll get like all the other guests, we'll bring them on to talk about it.
Yeah, about how cool it is. Yeah. I had to go all these hectic tests this afternoon and stuff. And I just want you to know, Cameron, I did float to him your theory that my heart's fluttering every time I see a man.
Yeah. What'd they say?
He thinks it's got legs.
Wow.
And then you said that's what gets me fluttering.
Because we had an inkling that
you are a leg man.
Yeah.
We had an inkling that it might be sexuality based.
Yeah. Yep. And so he ran some tests or whatever. They hook up all this shit to your body.
Play some Baz Luhrmann films. He's like, what do you reckon?
Is it because you get turned on by seeing your own dick?
Well, what happened was...
<'cause it's a dick. laughs>
I get too horny seeing my own dick, so I pass out because all the blood runs to my huge cock. Eat it, Schuster. But he hooked me up to all this shit, and then they would play like images of shirtless men, and then see if an eyebrow went up.
Yeah, right. Yep. Turns out just the dick.
Just the dick.
Yeah.
Went from 6 to midnight right there.
Because a few people have asked me about it. I'm fine.
You're fine?
I'm going to live. Okay. I'm going to live.
That's good.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's a shame for the pod, but...
Yeah.
I was thinking about how good a memorial episode for Jerry would be.
I can't imagine you trying to get my share of the Patreon money to cover the funeral. I think they'd admit with a bit of resistance.
We didn't bury him
with
this.
You're not getting my third.
Yeah. You put it in the will for me, though.
All right, well, we're nearly here now. Someone throw a rocket out. Let's get out of here.
I've got not really a rocket, but I've just been watching a lot of Steven Seagal movies again.
Oh, yeah.
And just like laughing at how bad his body double is. And then just starting to think that maybe Steven Seagal has like body dysmorphia. Like they bring out a fat, balding guy and he's like, who's that? And that's the body double. And he's like, for who? And he's like, for you. And he's like, absolutely not. And then they got to bring some like 6'4", like tall Italian guy with like a full head of hair. And he's like, that's more like it.
Yeah. So they have to send home Chubby Chase.
Yep. Chubby Chase. Stop trying to make that happen.
Stop it. Let it go.
Can I try and tell one about something that happened at Disneyland?
Please.
Oh, yeah. Henry, have you ever been mugged off?
Fuck, we're doing that less and less now.
When it's a good hang.
It didn't happen to me. I just saw it happen. And it happened to Disneyland, I feel like. Mm. To one of the most powerful corporations in all of the world. I was there last year and they have like a new part of the park called Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. Man. Where they've gone like... On
alert.
Yeah, sorry.
Fuck that, because I've been watching people like do it on YouTube.
You've done watch walkthroughs and stuff
on YouTube.
Man, it's pretty good.
Yeah,
so grim.
I don't like Star Wars, but I just like being immersed.
It looks kind of cool. Like it just you can make
so the level of detail for like you there is insane, and there is so many nerds though. That's the part that sucks. But there was it's like become such this like multi-generational important family shit where it's just like Star Wars is just like mass produced. I'm putting on my Bill Hicks culture here, just mass produced shit for opiate of the masses, man. But like, there's so many families there. Everyone's dressed in character, and they've got like roaming character. Like Disney have roaming Star Wars characters like dressed in like incredible quality like costumes type thing. And I was walking around there and there's nothing that's not Star Wars in this place. Like the concrete's fucking Tatooine specific, everything's Star Wars. So this mum's like pushing a child who's like 2. The mum's dressed as Leia. She's got the 2-year-old who doesn't know fuck about Star Wars, doesn't know anything about the world, but she loves Star Wars so much that she's dressed her little 2-year-old as Yoda.
Yep.
And she's pushing them around Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, and she turns a corner and I see her see a full-size, like, 8-foot replica-quality roaming Chewbacca character walking around. And the mum loves it so much. And she, like, loves it like on behalf of her kid who doesn't know anything, who's just in a pram asleep. And so the kid's asleep and she's like, oh, my God, Daniel! Daniel, wake up, Chewbacca! Chewbacca! Daniel, Chewbacca! And this, like, little Yoda kid just is like, and is just doesn't know what he's being screamed at for. But he just sees his mom going, go hug! Go hug Chewbacca! And so he's, like, looking at her for what to do. She's pointing and he hops up and, like, goes to sprint to give a hug, but because it doesn't know anything, instead of going to hug Chewbacca, just hugs a really beautifully, intricately detailed bin. She's like, no, no, not that, no, 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 the Wookiee, the Wookiee, hug the Wookiee. And he's the groggy little 2-year-old, he's like, eh, oh yeah, okay, she's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was just like, yes, fucking sucks shit, Disney. Your shit is too good that a kid thought a bin was like important.
Man.
Yeah.
Oh, we got to go, right?
So that might not be a rocket, but it could be a starship. It could be a spaceship. Maybe that's a bit of a Millennium Falcon. Maybe you guys should go off on that one. Yeah. Blast into hyperspace, please, boys. Yeah.
I'm happy to pull the stumps
up. It's like we saw that bit and we were like, it doesn't look like much. And then you were like, no, dude, it can do hyperspace. What did they say? Like, this is the Millennium Falcon? What do you mean? Of course it's the Millennium Falcon.
This thing made the parsec run in 13.
Yeah. It all comes out.
Man, how long do we have that Star Wars chess? I've been waiting for that since like the first time I saw it.
Well, you get the that like
hologram cool chess. That's when you get me into chess. So the Simpsons stuff is pretty cool. Sopranos chess, sure, but until I see a Studio 10 or a hologram fighting Mortal Kombat style one, I'm not.
You gotta think an old man's stolen your jumper, and then you just get into that mental chess, brother. That's where it's the good stuff.
How often do you reckon you think about him?
Oh, like, no, my memory's fucked, so never. Yeah. Okay. So, and thank Christ.
Yeah.
Because
I've been sleeping like a baby.
It'd be crazy if you're just constantly thinking about an old man and his drip.
And it's nothing to do with his urination problems.
It'd be so, oh, man, just the idea of him seeing you after you got your jumper and like crossing the street again, and you've just been like, huh?
Yeah.
Hey?
Yeah. I bought it before I knew you existed.
Doncaster, huh?
Before you were my theoretical enemy, I bought it. I was just waiting.
Well, you're telling me that you. I actually like this idea, but Henry has safes that he keeps his stuff in, like his PlayStation controller and his phone.
Like a safe.
He has a safe. It's a timed physical safe that he puts his phone in to stop him mucking around.
Wow.
So you can't. I bought it. It's called a kitchen safe. I think it's mostly for people who have issues with sugar. But I put my phone or a controller in there, and the instructions. If you're like, oh, how do I get my thing out? If it's before the time's elapsed, and the official instructions say, if you need to get the thing out before the time has elapsed, you need to smash this shit the fuck open. Like you need to like.
But that's in the
It's like you need get a hammer. Yeah. Like you have to break the product to get it out.
And you did that.
And then, but then I fixed it so it's still usable.
But so yeah. You actually smashed it?
One time I smashed it.
He turned it into his own pocket and he still uses it.
What was the occasion? Like what?
Cool. Oh, just wanting to do drugs.
Now the fappening came out.
Yep.
And he's like, I got to fucking get my phone now.
I can't, this can't wait. This cannot
Someone
wait.
In the library whispered, the fappening's out.
Fappening's out.
Fappening's out.
Fappening's out.
How did that happen? That was all cloud based, right? Dude, I used to do like in high school. Me and my dipshit mates would do like Jackass films. And
yeah, same,
like,
same.
They,
same.
They are never seen the light of day. Like,
you see record in the corner, like fucking blinking
shit like that. Like, oh,
yeah, man. Bad. We just dared my friend to do a shit on a picnic bench in the park. Yeah, and that was it.
Like,
and then
that's
like
as far as we went, like,
and then we printed, and I had like I could convert that into a file on my computer off of an analog camera into my computer, and I like printed it out. We were just all laughed, took it to school to like camera dude a shit on a bench. Just had a blurry screenshot of like really far away thing. This guy Cameron doing a shit on a bench.
We did one where
hold on, fuck, sorry to cut you, but you were telling me about that. Didn't you build a website to send your friend a text message at school?
Oh yeah,
this is sick.
Broke a phone.
Oh man.
Oh,
man. That diabetes is really kicking
I think
in.
So, dude. I think I was drinking a lot of Club Nectar.
Two piss breaks in an hour. Not great.
There are a lot of, like we as observed in Yaz's fridge, there are a lot of empty six packs of various liquids. Like, there are a lot of things being guzzled here.
In sixes.
Yeah, six at a time. Six again.
I reckon he doesn't even drink them here. He just brings home the packaging.
To flex. Look how many six things I'm drinking.
There was stuff in there. Finished it all. I like your idea that he's leaving them in there like they're the prawn heads. So they don't go off in the bin.
Before you put it, before bin
the
day.
The cardboard six pack thing.
I don't hate that at all.
Keep them fresh.
Hurry up, Yaz. I gotta go.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
I mean, not. Yeah, but like,
I don't know. I want to get a feed. Hungry. What do you do? Are you going to this party?
Oh, I mean that story is fine. But what about you? Did you talk about? You would have talked about with Cashman already. Your Matty Johns victory.
No, we didn't. I don't think Cashman knows who Matty Johns is or rugby league.
Well, I just think like Yaz had a Matty Johns win, which is he made a fake trailer for a like a documentary.
So funny.
And
so
it's on the
I've watched it like Instagram 15 times.
Yeah,
you used the voiceover from the Matty Johns podcast where they talk about films and books that inspired them.
Yep.
And I finally got around to watching that, listening to it. And the funniest thing about that I thought was that in sequence in that crew of three dudes, Johns, Paul Kent and Blocker Roach, they all like they're all just like so eager to be get to be the first one to say the film that inspired them was the movie Any Given Sunday. They're like, oh, I gotta say it, gotta say it. But and Blocker's first off, and so that, I reckon they give him sort of like an easy one in to be like, what's your, because yep. I don't know what else that guy's gonna say.
I think he's got a pretty big CTE.
Well, he man, because I looked at he was like, yeah, I must say, mate, like it's got to be Any Given Sunday, and I was like listening, going like, oh yeah,
that came out in 1999.
It fucking came out in 1999, yeah. 7 years after he retired.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, it just always helped me get back up, eh? Like that speech by Pacino. It's like, it was 7 years after you hung it up.
So much CTE, he's got to use it to get out of bed every morning.
Yeah. It's just a movie he likes.
Yeah.
It was either that or, Matty, I've got to tell you, Shrek. Was Shrek 1, actually.
He famously left the original Footy Show because his son would get teased at school because his dad was wearing dresses on the TV. Like, there's an article about it and everything. So he had to like walk away from the Footy Show.
He could have just been like, hey, no more dresses.
Citing family issues.
Just like, nah, man. They're bullying me, son.
Hey, can I do a sketch where I'm not a dress? No. No, that's not
sorry,
gonna
mate. This is a comedy show.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Not sure how you think this is funny if you're not a
You should be. You've seen that behind the scenes where they get him to jump over the other three of them, and that director's going, all right, and you're wiggling like worms. You're wiggling like worms.
Yeah, yeah. The making of a Footy Show sketch. Yeah, man. Yeah, we're deep in this together.
Shit. Do you want me to tell this story? Or
yeah, please.
Oh, okay.
We got enough fucking...
So when
this is just bonus.
I think when I was in grade 11 was when like the very first echoes of trying to help people of all ages with mental health struggles first started. It was the year 2004. And there was like a Queensland government initiative that was called like... It was like chillout.com. And it was like, hey... Are you feeling really stressed because of exams? Like someone came to our school and they're like, hey, are you feeling really stressed because of exams? Well, then you don't have to, because seriously, straight up, chillout.com. You can go and just chill out and like talk to other like-minded teens who just need to chill out. And I don't know, sometimes you want to not worry about whether freaking out about whether you're going to get a really good mark. Just chillout.com. And we thought it was so funny and dumb. And we went on to chillout.com and there was a thing that said, would you like to sign up for different tips and hints delivered via SMS on how you too can chill out? We'll put in your mobile number into this web form and we'll deliver you these tips and hints as they come. And we're like, oh, this is like internet, like phone technology and internet technology crossing over. Because at the time, like it was, you don't go on, you know what I mean?
So it's like, yeah, you're storming the beach.
So you can, you can press a button on the internet and then your phone will get something. And so it said, if you signed up, it would send you a message. It was like, hey, guess what? We just found you. Get ready. The updates for chillout.com are coming. Can't wait to send them. That was like
the
sign-up thing.
Cameron's pretending to listen, but he does not understand anything. So I just caught him going, oh.
What do you mean?
He's Cameron, you just maybe need to chillout.com.
Yeah. I'm trying to start. Is this still .com, you're saying?
Yeah.
That's well, how they made they didn't. They wanted to avoid cultural cringe. They were like, listen, these teenagers, if you put in the .au, they're teenagers. They're going to think, Aussie, not
Org,
cool.
Get real. Yeah. All right. These
idiots are this is .com. It's cool. It's teenaged.
It's also crazy to think that anyone's going to spend 15 cents a text.
Well,
this is where it gets interesting.
And so we clicked, we put our numbers in just to see what would happen. And we got a text and it was like, hey, welcome to chillout.com. We'll send you a text when we've got tips for you. And then my friend did it and he got one. And then I did it again to myself. And we realized you didn't have to click refresh on the website. You could just keep clicking sign up on the website and the number would never be erased from the form. And you could just keep clicking it and it would just keep sending the same text.
Oh,
and we had we between the two of us, we just started doing it to each other. And we were like, man, fuck you, I'm going to send you 10, ha ha ha. And he's like, fuck you, I'm going to send you 20, ha ha. And this is when phones had like really limited capacity for texts.
Yeah.
And we were like, all right, this
you
is
you could have like 15 texts.
And that was it, yeah. And so we were like, this is boring. What do we do now? And he's like, oh, let's just do it to Luke. And so we got two computers and we both put in Luke's phone number on this and just sat there just going like... for like 25 minutes. And
the whole time your parents can't use the home phone.
And he started getting texts. And I think he, in between getting them, he was like, Hey, I'm getting all these texts. He texted us being like, I'm getting heaps of texts. And it's like from that chillout.com shit. And then we were like, oh man, that's so fun. Like that we got the response from him. We were like, yes, it's working. Like, got to keep going. So we spent like 3 hours that night just both clicking on the same submit button. And he, like every couple of hours, we just get one that would be like, seriously, stop. And then like 3 hours later, he'd be like, fuck you. And he had to, it broke his phone. It like ruined his phone. Like his phone was, we clicked the button so many times. It was like that game. Remember that game, Cookie Clicker? Where you just click a cookie at all? We just kept clicking it. Clicking it for so long for one night as an activity.
Sim stapler and you just click the stapler. Yeah.
And he was like, fuck you. And like we were, just to know that, and I think he rang us on the home phone and was like, fucking whatever you guys are doing, fuck you. And like by then we'd even stopped. We were like, man, we're not doing anything. Yeah. What are you talking about? We're stopped. Yeah. But they were still, because the computer these like charity was using was still processing all the backed up clicks we'd done. And it broke his phone for like 4 days. It backed up his memory so much that he just like had to get rid of his phone and change his phone number. And then after like 4 days, it was cleared. I think he had a new phone number, but he had the old phone and the old SIM. And he just got a phone call and it was like some lady who was like, hi, I was just ringing. My name is like Sandra. I'm from chillout.com. And I just wanted to say, I've just noticed that there's like a substantial number of text messages that are coming to this one phone number.
You feeling all right?
We just want to say like, sorry, is there an issue? Or like, is there... And he was like, it didn't rat us, legend, but he nice. Was like, oh yeah, no, I don't know, it must have been a glitch. And she was like, yeah, yeah, it must have been a glitch, must have been a glitch. Like you could just say glitch then, and yeah, everything was good. But he was like, and she goes, I'm just so, so sorry. There was over 25,000 text messages that I sent to you.
Man, that is enough to burn the battery on a 3315.
He probably had a phone bill for $8,000 or something.
But it was on. But we ran. It was their phone bill. We ran the charity's bill up because then it was them paying to send it.
That's what folded them.
So what's that? 25,000. They needed to start
using their own. So like, do we have some hints and tips for how to chill out?
What is it? That's
pretty good. Badgerin has a fucking story about. There was an era when texts were free. Mm. And people would run him up and play volume games. And Badger and his brother. If you go on SBS comedy from like 5 years ago,
man, we should put the link up for that. It's a great story about it.
Anyway.
One more thing, Henry, just to take us out here. Because it seems like you know a lot about these, you know, text message pranks. And let's just clear it up. Let's just get it out there. I remember once I was staying at Ebenezer, my parents' house, if you have to know, Yaz. Yep.
Sure.
And I was there and I started getting messages to my phone. Yep. Saying, I'm interested in buying the puppies. And then also, I'm very interested in buying the phone. And I have like reception in one corner of the house at Ebenezer. So I would take it to there and then just like 50 messages, the phone, like battery just charge it back up. It took me forever to figure out what the fuck was happening. So like cunt's ringing off the thing. I'm getting one bar reception in the corner. Like, I really want the dog. I'm like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? And then, like, I figured it out through, I think someone told me, like, on the 5th or 50th fucking phone call going, oh, there's an ad on Gumtree. Apparently, you're selling boxer puppies and you're also... And then someone else is, like, trying to buy an iPhone. I'm selling a brand new iPhone for $200. And the only one I knew who, like, had the knowledge to kind of pull a prank like this was Henry, who had my details. And I've always, at the bottom of my heart, thought it was you.
Yeah, and I wouldn't, it's not me. Like, I don't even need to lie about it anymore. And I kind of wish it was me.
And I wish you'd look me in the eyes while you're talking.
For the moment of catharsis, I just wish it was me. I just, to give you closure and to know that I ripped a really hot one on you. Yeah. I wish it was me, but it's some stranger, dude. I can't lie and like, take the win on it. It was like,
he gets nothing from denying it happened.
I did do, you were around when I would do that. Like there was that person who was working on a Sydney Fringe once who was like getting on everyone's nerves and I put like Pokemon Blue $2 on Gumtree or whatever with their phone number. Like, I wish I could say it was me, it's not me.
I knew who you did that to as well.
It's like, and then you sit there and you're like, oh, why'd you steal my granddad's gold? This is why, Henry.
This is
man, the shit we did to people at that house. It's like, we're owed it all. Anything that happens to us, we're like...
Yeah, we're in the
positive. You guys brought on this pandemic.
We put a... we went to Canberra and put up... We did a show in Canberra where we put a photo of... Dinner! On the poster, even though they weren't on the show.
That was like, a great end to the show. Like, we made it like this avant-garde thing where we were like, oh, the show's going to end outside, guys. You know, freezing fucking Canberra cold. Got the whole crowd to walk outside. And we got in the car and said, fuck you. We're going back to Sydney. Fuck this place.
I just drove back
We got your money, you fools.
We actually martined them properly. Like,
that
we didn't.
Sick.
Yeah, we probably hit the bricks.
How have you never told that story before?
I don't know. That was the fucking.
It was part of the show as well.
We'll get Henry back. We got 100 stories.
Yeah, yeah. It was an intentional fuck you, but it wasn't like we were like, fuck you, we fucking hate you. It was like.
It's hilarious.
We played it cool all the way until we like had the car and the foot in the accelerator.
The commitment to the bit style of fuck you. Yeah.
Yeah. Which but is no, like, I love that. I love
that. That might be a good place to end it, I reckon.
Yep.
Thanks so much for coming in, man.
Henry, do you want to plug anything? You're working on something now. I'm not sure if you want to...
You should just watch Inside Aaron. I reckon that's good. And Sam Campbell and Chen and a bunch of...
That's great.
Who here was in it? Was anyone or no?
I was in it.
I think Jerry
was in it.
I remember...
I wish we got more people. And there, you were in that and these guys got sketches in the other shit. It all fucking comes out
I'm not worried about it at all.
Right. Well, I do because I just like to balance and shit. Anyway, watch Inside Aaron. It was a really dumb two-week experiment.
You can watch that on his like...
It's on YouTube.
It's on
a YouTube channel.
I kind of miss it because when COVID... It used to come out like... Every day.
We made an episode as soon as the pandemic hit. We immediately made a dumb web series every day for 14 days.
But I used to enjoy it. Like, I'd come home and I'd watch it. And then when it ended, I was just like, oh.
Yeah, so it was. I was like, now what?
Yeah, it sucked.
And then, but I guess
the universe, that's life, but you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's deep.
That's deep, man. Watch inside it. Corona World Down Under is the name of the YouTube channel.
Corona World Down Under. Your devs can't even help yourselves.
Well, yeah, what are we going to...
I love it.
It's got like... All right, number of subscribers, I think. Yeah. Got over 1,000.
Like and subscribe on iTunes.
Oh, thanks for listening. I found a page called Down Chunder. It's fucking sick.
If you want to go to
Down Chunder. You want to get on that?
Also, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what it is, but I plugged Down Chunder.
I'm going to show you. You're going to love it.
I would.
Love
it. I know I would.
Yeah, follow the Instagram, MugOff69. And keep doing your thing. Thanks so much for listening.
Thanks for having me, boys. See ya.
Mug off, baby.